We built this city on rock and roll. Built this city. We built this city on rock and roll.
And we could just evenly say, like, hello and welcome to the S Words Podcast, roundtable discussion about pop culture subjects beginning with the letter S. I'm Kevin Chu.
I'm Dominic Nguyen.
All right. We have no topic. Actually, this week's topic is Starman, the John Carpenter classic starring Kurt Russell. What are your thoughts about Starman, Dom?
Anything by John Carpenter, I am woefully behind on. I mean, I haven't even seen Escape from L.A. or Escape from New York.
You don't need to see Escape from L.A. I don't think they made that movie. That movie was never made.
Oh, okay. Because I remember something about free throws where he had to play basketball.
Yeah, they made Escape from New York, and then they were going to make this movie called Escape from L.A. And you might even have seen like movie posters for it. You might have seen some theaters claiming they were playing it. You might have even seen some DVD boxes or VHS tapes that were claiming to have the movie Escape from L.A. on them. But Escape from L.A. does not exist.
Okay, I can accept that. It's good to be back.
And that concludes our episode on Starman. if you want to email us, you can always email us at feedback@s-words-podcast.com. You can always leave us some questions or topic suggestions. Actually, don't give us any more topic suggestions, please. But you can always comment on the site at www.s-words-podcast.com and some other stuff, right?
Yes, I'm just thinking, it's like, we're behind enough as it is. I'm sure we have a backlog. I mean, we missed out on Steve Rogers. That was one that would have been fun to do for a little bit.
You know, a couple of weekends ago, we really should have done Steven Spielberg. When
Why?
Two Spielberg movies came out the same weekend.
Was one of them Tintin? Tintin?
Yeah, Tintin? Tauntaun? You mean the thing that goes around going, Robert, 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 Robert?
I thought he spelled bad on the outside.
It was Tintin and Warhorse. In which case, I saw both of them, and neither of them really impressed me very much. But that's okay. And I think we're going to be fine in terms of the schedule. And we don't even know what we're supposed to do beyond Super Bowl. In fact,
Well,
that's how prepared we are, guys.
That is how prepared we are. That's how prepared we've always been. Well, no, actually, I forgot. Kevin is very, very organized compared to me. So our first year or so was extremely organized compared to the much more freeform later seasons where the direction went to crap because I took over.
And a lot has actually changed. I mean, between the both of us, our lives have changed quite a bit. I mean, I got a haircut.
Yeah, I know. I mean, I moved like 10 feet down the hall.
Well, good night, everyone. Also, twitter.com/s_words. I don't remember what other stuff we usually close this thing out. Oh, we were supposed to close it out with some sort of quote sound off, right? That's how we used to do this, except we used to be prepared. And so I would have to do this thing where I would extend out the explanation of how the quote sound off works so that each one of us could think of a quote. You remember when I used to do stuff like that, Dom?
You were a really good buyer of time, Kevin.
Yeah, I know. Like, we would just keep extending out the way our conversations went, and then to the point where we could think about things while we were speaking at the same time. So almost in some sort of way, it was like I could just keep putting words together, and it would still seem like we were having a real conversation, despite the fact that our minds are just racing, looking for something to say that actually matters in some way.
I know, right? So have you figured out anything?
I'm still waiting for that movie.
Even less sense.
Single Guys in Museums. They still never released that.
I lost the original Sherlock Holmes episode. It was destroyed in a laptop accident, and that required a complete replacement of the motherboard and reboot and reformat.
Well, I also lost our South Park episode. That ended up having to, you know, lead to a complete replacement of the laptop.
Yeah, that wasn't really a matter of losing it. That was a matter of you were stolen from.
That actually was losing it, if you think about it, in some way.
It was losing it to someone who took it from you, yes.
Yes.
That's some good work.
All right. Tauntauns. That's next Tauntauns. Week's show. No
do
Super Bowl, folks.
Do you have the sleeping bag?
I do have the sleeping bag. I've slept in it. It's not really comfortable. It smells good, though.
Oh, that's good. That's good.
Yeah.
And by good, do you mean it smells like entrails, or do you mean it smells good as in it smells like what a sleeping bag should smell like?
It smells like not entrails, so in a way it smells good.
All right, then. I can accept that.
For 1% of the nation out there, I'm sure you guys do like the smell of entrails, in which case do not pick up the sleeping bag. You will be disappointed.
All right, then. So, is it the quote sound off time, or are we not going to quote sound off?
Well, what do we do with a quote sound off? Do we actually, like, go around the table and just each person says a quote related to the subject? Because I don't know about you, but I've never seen Starman.
Neither have I.
I know he's a character in the Justice Society of America, and I have the movie Starman in my Netflix queue. And don't email us about watching Starman, okay? We know we're supposed to watch it, so don't, you know, do that thing to us.
There's also a Mega Man boss named Starman.
Is he made of stars?
No, he shoots them.
That's so much lamer.
I'm sorry.
You should be. This episode's over. We're not working together anymore.
What? What are you talking about? This partnership is barely even restarted.
I know. This partnership barely even starts.
See you for football then, Kevin?
Yeah. Aaron Rodgers wins the Super Bowl. Niners lose the Super Bowl. No, Niners won't even make it to the Super Bowl.
Aaron Rodgers?
If the Niners make the Super Bowl, I'm not going to take this bet.
What bet?
I was not going to say I was going to do anything if the Niners make the Super Bowl. I really don't want that to happen, but next year that's okay for them to do it, but not this year.
Why not this year? Because you have a bet on... You've got a horse in this race, don't you?
I do.
How much is on it?
I have no bets on this. It's just because the Niners have had such an easy season. I'm just like, it's not really deserved.
That's true.
I won't take it. It's not one of those cases where it's like, well, you know, no. It's not well, you know. It's no.
It's a matter of, you know, it's as if they were the Denver Broncos of this whole thing, where they sort of backed into the playoffs because who else was going to go in there?
I mean,
they won a lot, and they actually beat some decent teams and pretty good teams, but it feels like they backed into the playoffs, even though they got the first round bye.
It's really because the Raiders lost.
Yeah, the Raiders are, oh man, they are so terrible.
They're not bad this year. They just had a lot of bad luck. That's all. Bad luck.
Being the most penalized team in the NFL is not bad luck, Kevin. That's bad discipline. That's Raiders football.
You don't need discipline to win football games. Look at Tim Tebow.
He has discipline, religious discipline.
He has more discipline than anyone else. I love these weird conspiracy theories about the fact that he threw 316 yards, averaged 31.6 yards per throw, and then the ratings for the game was 31.6.
That's actually a conspiracy theory?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
That is the stupidest.
A conspiracy theory with God.
I mean, conspiracy theories in sports talk about the commissioner meddling with the draft. They talk about people paying off the refs. And you know what they don't refer to? Miscellaneous stats that don't mean anything.
Oh, here's an S word I want to talk to you about. Stanford. I heard they're really good at kicking footballs.
Oh, that's a low blow, man. I mean, I know that they lost, and I really enjoyed their loss because it was so close and so painful. But you got to feel for that poor kicker because, you know, kickers are not glory boys. They don't, you know, get picked in the first round of the NFL.
That kicker is the Berkeley MVP as far as I'm concerned.
It's true. I mean, I'm going to give him props because he's going to come right back next year and he's going to kick. But it's one of those things, you know, it's like being a relief pitcher and not a closer in baseball where no one notices you unless you mess up.
Oh, that is true.
It's a tough job being a kicker at any level.
Wolverine was a kicker.
Really?
Yeah, he was.
Is that because he doesn't have any claws on his feet, unlike X-23?
You know, I've never read X-23. I have it. I have, like, the first, you know, stories for X-23. I've never read it. I didn't even know she had claws on her feet.
Much like many people, I didn't know about the existence of X-23 until Capcom released a video game that she was in.
Did you know that Wolverine has a son named Dakin?
I do, because I was reading about the Dark Avengers.
Oh, okay, and how he pretends to be Wolverine?
Yeah.
And who else pretends to be who? I keep forgetting.
Ares, I think, pretends to be
Thor.
Thor, yeah.
And then I know that Norman Osborn is Iron Patriot.
Yes.
And there's Venom is Spider-Man. And
yes.
Someone else is Spider-Woman. Or no, Miss Marvel.
I think someone else was, hold on, let me make sure. Let's see, so their Miss Marvel was...
Someone that I don't know, because Marvel is not very interesting to me.
She was pretty new. It looks like her name was Moonstone.
Oh, that's one I'll remember.
Yeah. Oh, no, the one that I actually remember is that their Hawkeye was Bullseye.
Oh, yeah, that was cool.
That was cool. I like Bullseye.
I've never read Dark Avengers. I have the 16-issue oversized hardcover, and I've still never opened it.
The thing about this is that I only keep up on the Marvel storylines in order to try and figure out what will be a good series to start reading.
You should be reading Wolverine and the X-Men, the new Ultimate Spider, Ultimate Comics Spider-Man, or Daredevil. The new Daredevil from Mark Waid is so good.
Really? Okay.
Because it is so good.
My friend lent me the entire Ed Brubaker run of...
That's like 5 years ago, dude. You're way behind. I'm talking about stuff that I'm behind in now, and when I mean by behind, I mean like 3 weeks.
Wait, isn't Ed Brubaker still writing
Captain America, though? He's exclusive to Marvel. He was writing Captain America, and then he wrote Secret Avengers for a while. He's not on that anymore. Warren Ellis actually just did a really good run on Secret Avengers. And Brubaker, what else is he doing on their site? I know he has some other major line. I can't remember. I know Captain America, he's always going to be writing that.
Okay. Yeah, the one new comic book, and I put new in quotation marks, I'm, a few years behind on this one, obviously, that I've really gotten into is The Unwritten.
Oh, yes, the new Vertigo series. I have the first four volumes I've never read.
I am a big fan right now, and I actually have volume 5 of it on pre-order.
Oh, okay. I mean, I'm going to read that stuff eventually. I just don't have, I'm everywhere in terms of comics right now.
It's one of those things where comics have started being a little more picky about now that I don't live near a comic book shop. So I don't really have anybody to say, hey, did you check out, this story? You should flip through it and see how it's going. And I'm like, oh, okay. I mean, I even fell off of Fables for a couple of years because of the Great Fables crossover, where I'm just like, this sucks.
Right after Fables crossover is when I stopped, too. And then I was rereading stuff, getting ready for the 100th issue, and then I forgot again. And I think they're at like 114 or 120 or something like that now. I think I lost you. Dom, I lost you. Hey, I'm doing some stuff while Dom went offline. Maybe he'll come back. Why am I singing? I don't want to be singing on the show. Okay, good night, everyone. Actually, Dom did disconnect, so this episode is over. Unless he, reconnects pretty soon. In which case, I'm going to tell you about the all-new upcoming S-Words episodes. We're going to have episodes where people speak. Episodes about words that begin with the letter S. All sorts of stuff like that. In fact, I don't know what's going on with Dom, but he's supposed to be reconnecting right now, and I don't see it. It looks like he could be gone. He's out of here. All right, see you guys.